I'm really excited. We had the preliminary competition last night where each girl walks swimwear and evening gown, and the judges choose top 15 girls. We don't find out who the top 15 are until we're on stage on Sunday, so I'm anxious. The next few days are going to be, the pressure's going to be on because everyone obviously wants to be in top 15.
Yeah, so what was that experience like then, your first preview of what it's actually going to be like on the big day?
Oh, it was amazing. It was unbelievable. There was still a big crowd there for the preliminary, but I can't imagine what it's going to be like on Sunday with the full house.
Yes. And what about the other competitors? What are they like?
So lovely. I can't tell you how enjoyable the experience has been. I expected to come over here and be so intimidated, and to come over to a crazy house, really, with the other girls. It's what you hear about pageants, but I couldn't have been more pleasantly surprised by the nature of the girls.
Yes, you were able to have a bit of chat and banter with them, were you?
Definitely. I've definitely made some friends for life.
Good. And tell me, what were they all wearing? Because, I mean, the ball gown would be one of the iconic moments, wouldn't it?
The dresses, the style was fierce last night, and a lot of the girls will wear one gown for preliminary and another gown for the final, so I'm looking forward to seeing what everyone's wearing on Sunday.
Yes. Have you got your dress sorted out?
I do.
any hints or previews of what it's going to be?
Well, the one I wore last night was by Sherry Hull, and the one I wear on Sunday is by Mac Dougall from America as well. It's an American designer.
Okay. Well, now tell me this about some of the things which you need to be able to do to get to the finals of Miss Universe. You need to have a number of secret talents, don't you? And I think you do have a couple of secret talents. You're going to tell me?
Well, it's become a bit of a running joke over here that I can dislocate my shoulder and lick my elbow, which is so random, but it's been brought up in every interview that I've been doing over here now.
How did you discover that you could do that?
I don't even know, to be honest. I was really young and I danced, and all these things just came to the surface, and I've played on them for years.
Okay, wonderful. Now then, it's not going to be very long before you get to the final, but you're looking forward to getting home for Christmas.
I am. I'm so excited. My family, my mum, my aunt and my boyfriend just arrived in Vegas today. So I was delighted to see them because I've been away since the 2nd of December. So I was really happy to see them, and I can't wait to get home and see the rest.
Tell me what your thoughts are as you look forward to Sunday.
Nervous, but there's nothing else I can do now after the preliminaries last night. It's all out of my hands, so I'm just really looking forward to it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, so I plan to lap up every moment.
And I suppose whatever you do, then it'll be something which you'll look back on, and will it help you in your future career? You want to be a journalist, you want to be on TV, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. It's been an amazing experience, and I've gained so much from the whole experience. And being with Ireland is a big platform for me, especially being a broadcast journalism student.
Okay, and just finally, among all those other contestants, did anybody mistake you for anybody, a film star, for example?
A lot of people have been comparing me to Cara Delevingne since I've been over here, but that's kind of worked in my favour, to be honest, because people seem to love her, so I'll not complain.